Live. Bring up anything you want toll free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. As we launch into another program here, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. So we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything. And you can also go to the website and enjoy the features there for free, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006 and so many more features that you just don't get for free on those other talk show websites. Feel free to go around and compare, and I bet you'll find more free at freetalklive.com. Then you'll find behind the paywall of some of those other talk show sites. So, good evening. It's Ian here with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
Or afternoon or morning, wherever it is you happen to be listening, because people are all over the place. And one of the things we didn't get to last night, because we were live on Independence Day, we talked, of course, about independence versus dependence and touched on those topics as well as some others. But one of the things we didn't get to was the secessionist movements, 10 of them around the United States. We talked about getting to it, never got to it, because we were just talking generally about secession and how it's a great idea and that more people need to discuss it. The conversation needs to come up more often in personal relations and at work and wherever you can talk about, I think, the ideas of getting out of the federal government, the better. And so there are some people that have organized politically in some cases and socially to propagate the idea of secession within their local area. And I think some of these folks are worth pointing out. And in fact, the guys over at IO9, that's IO9.com, have put together a list of 10, and this is a fresh list, was just published this week from Lauren Davis at IO9.com. This week, the United States celebrates its independence from Great Britain, but throughout the nation's history, there have been plenty of people who have sought their independence from the U.S., not in it. Some of these rebellions against the U.S. have been mere publicity stunts, while others genuinely threaten to tear the country apart. Still, others continue to this day, their members insisting that secession is their naturally given right. And first up here, they have the Second Vermont Republic, which we're very familiar with here in New Hampshire, being right next door.
Right, because the First Vermont Republic, at one point, Vermont is the 14th state in the Union. Does that sound right to you?
Sounds right. I don't know.
They always talk about the 13 colonies. Vermont was number 14.
I see.
It wasn't allowed in initially. It was his own country. And, you know, it just sort of functioned normally, but that's the distinction.
Right. So now there's been a group, actually, that's been formed for quite a while. They've been active and well-known within the secessionist movement is the Second Vermont Republic. And it points out here that several U.S. states have active secession movements, like Hawaii, Montana, and Texas, just to name a few. But the Second Vermont Republic considers itself perhaps the foremost active secessionist organization in the country, according to Slate, and was on Time Magazine's list of top 10 aspiring nations. This nonviolent citizens network and think tank seeks not only to secede from the United States, but also to support the dissolution of mega nations like the U.S., Russia, and China, looking to create an independent nation modeled on countries like Austria, Finland, Sweden, and Switzerland. The Second Vermont Republic is anti-war and subscribes to principles like political power sharing, economic solidarity, and sustainability. So it's definitely a movement with kind of a leftist tinge.
Yeah.
Which is what you'd expect.
Well, and we kind of know that from being here in where we are in Keene, because it's so close to Brattleboro, which is a very sort of liberal town. I mean, Keene is a liberal town of its own.
It's probably the most liberal town in New Hampshire.
But yeah, but Brattleboro is like above and beyond as far as my understanding of the culture. And so, yes, it's been talked about a lot since, you know, obviously moving here. But I think I sort of take pride in knowing that not only Vermont and New Hampshire has these thoughts, but this whole New England sort of area, with the exception of perhaps Massachusetts, is sort of an area that has this sort of rebellious streak.
And there's a lot of independent-minded people up here.
Right.
And I think that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire ended up being chosen for the Free State Project. Although I believe both Vermont and Maine were in the 10 candidate states as options. I think Maine was in there. I know Vermont was in there.
I think Maine was, too.
Yeah.
They specifically left out Hawaii and Rhode Island.
Because of corruption issues and,
you know, just they're going to be too difficult to do anything with. I think Hawaii had a lot of advantages that, you know, you know, that other states wouldn't have. But, you know, at the same time, it's very attractive. And frankly, you know, one of the worst things about New Hampshire's the Free State Project is it's cold and sort of, it's sparsely populated. But that's one of the best things about New Hampshire for the Free State Project is
that it's cold.
Is that it's cold.
Well,
and
because it separates people out, like only the hardcore will come here.
Oh, yeah, the people that will come are dedicated. Frankly, people say to themselves when they go down to Florida, play some golf, they say, what in the heck are we doing in New Hampshire? And they leave.
Yeah, well, at the same time, it's also much cooler here in the summer. We're seeing record temperatures across the country and over the hundreds. And here in Keene, it's, what, 88?
There was a nice breeze blowing in my window this morning.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously you get the cold weather, but I think that sort of lack of overburdening heat, because I don't know about you guys, but paying for AC is quite costly these days.
Yeah. So it's paying for heat.
Yeah, AC costs less than heat.
Is that true?
It does, generally. That's the case. But, you know, you can, I suppose you can heat with wood or things like that.
Sure.
So back to the Second Vermont Republic. It's a group that they've actually put together conferences on secession. I mean, these guys are definitely serious, and it makes sense that they listed them first on this list here. But they also support, as it points out here, just dissolution of mega nations across the world. So they view secession as valuable for everybody, not just Vermont. And of course, I agree. The more secession we can have, the better. The more choices in which people have to locate themselves around the world, the more competition there is for those people, and the freer, hopefully, we'll all become. Now, according to the story here at io9.com, in 2005, the group held an independence convention, which reported as the first such convention since North Carolina's secession in 1861. During that convention, the Second Vermont Republic passed the following resolution that says, "Be it resolved that the state of Vermont peacefully and democratically free itself from the United States of America and return to its natural status as an independent republic as it was between January 15th of 1777 and March 4th of 1791. In 2010, 9 Vermonters ran for state political office, including for governor and lieutenant governor, on a secessionist platform. The gubernatorial and lieutenant gubernatorial candidates, however, received only 0.8% and 4.7% of the vote, respectively." So I guess this is one of those states wherein you vote for the lieutenant governor in a separate election.
Right.
And in that case, they did a lot better than the governor candidate did. But I wonder how that compares to, say, the Libertarian candidate or the Green Party candidate.
Yeah, who knows if the candidate they had going forward was a terrible candidate. You know, like he's terrible at public speaking or
it's possible.
Just not approachable. Who knows?
Smaller parties, it's hard to find those charismatic people.
Exactly.
Well, I think that they had an opportunity to talk about their issues, and that was really valuable. And they got that out in the media, so, you know.
Well, I have to say, I'm inspired by it because it's embarrassing to me that New Hampshire isn't listed on this list of 10. I mean, we're only on the first of 9 here, but these are 10 secessionist movements in the U.S. It's embarrassing that New Hampshire hasn't made it on that list, and we're behind the ball, and the activists up here who are supposed to be the best activists in the country, and I think that they are, need to, in my opinion, get on this. So I've been talking with some of the other secession-minded folks up here about doing something like what they're talking about here, and that is having a third party essentially be a secession party, be kind of that one issue, push that issue out there during political elections.
Interesting.
I think it'd be valuable because fact is, you know, running in political elections means that news media will cover you in a lot of cases. Of course, if you're a third party, it usually means you won't get coverage in a number of ways. But just being able to get out there and get into a debate, be able to reach voters with the idea of secession seems like a valuable concept to me.
I think so, but it also depends on if there are other larger issues that those voters are going to just dismiss the secession over and want to focus on, too. I think that's probably the danger, is that there are, in this political climate at least, it's very volatile, and there are some big issues out there that are going forward, like the Obamacare. For some people, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the economy, and of course, whatever wars are going on overseas still. So I think it's a great, I agree that secession movement needs to be going strong, but I just think there's so many distractions.
I think a lot of people are, you know, they consider the vote to be very valuable, and they don't want it to necessarily go toward, you know, for a waste.
Anything that can create more discussion about the issue is all I'm really concerned with. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. you can take control of the airwaves here. More about the 10 movements to secede from the U.S. And, of course, you can tell us maybe you're involved with one. You're welcome to share. 855-453.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
Which one you can go this way?
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot respond to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, excuse me. Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. Is this what you ain't going to make? Wait, let me go. Now.
Wait a minute.
Holy crap.
Whoa.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we provide there for you, including the mobile site. Those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams, as well as the free software that you'll need for your cell phone in order to tune those in. Go to m.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project, it's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, because you'd be getting together with other people who think like you do. That is, if you love the ideas of liberty. If you don't, then stay far away from the Free State Project. But it's the reason why the three of us are here tonight on the air together is because, JJ, you came from Wisconsin. Mark and I came from Florida. We're here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project. There are over 1,000 people, actually, that are here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project. And there are over nearly 12,000 people who have signed up to make the move here. There are going to hopefully be 20,000. We need that close that gap between 12,000 and 20,000. So if you can help, there's a lot to be done up here. We really are just getting started. I was talking last night with a couple of newer movers about what all the activism that's happening here and how important a lot of it is. Like, JJ, you're doing Free Keen TV on a weekly basis, which is, to my knowledge, one of the only live, if not the only live news program in the liberty, you know, that is created by liberty-minded people.
Perhaps, I think so.
People have talked about it. There's been a lot of talk about liberty-oriented television, but you know, not much being produced.
Yeah, and now it's been it's almost up to 52 episodes.
That's right.
So it's a big deal.
Yep, it is.
So that's happening. There's a lot of really important stuff happening up here. But I was saying the other night, boy, it sure is going to be great after another decade goes by. Because, like, for instance, you just started up a video production company not long ago, Starfall Media, which folks can find over at YouTube. Just type in Starfall Media. Starfall's all one word. But you want to really kind of get that ball rolling, and you're just now getting that started, even though you've been here for 5 years. So what I was saying is, like, 10 years down the line, it's going to be interesting. All the folks that moved here around when we did, you know, 5 years ago or around now, 10 years from now, are going to have roots put down. They're going to, you know, some of them will purchase homes. Businesses will have expanded, and those folks will have become more integrated in their surrounding communities. And
I've just heard recently, by the way, that it's now cheaper to own a home than it is to rent. So, you know,
that's great news.
People are going to start, you know, putting down roots even further everywhere.
And so what will New Hampshire and the liberty scene here, what will it look like in 10 years?
Right.
I mean, it's almost hard to imagine it.
Well, it's sort of like I had a moment to look back and reflect on my journey here in New Hampshire. And it took me a while to get things started because I wanted to be a part of the community, and the community was young. It was just growing. And now there's so many people at this point that you can find more collaboration with your projects and your ideas. And in the past, obviously, we didn't have the manpower to accomplish some of these things because there just wasn't that many people.
Mm-hmm.
But as we get, you know, closer and closer to the 20,000 signer mark, more and more people are moving early, and they're getting started on these projects now. So this is like the ground floor situation. A lot of these things going on, I know Freaking TV, for example, is only a year old. So a lot of these projects are brand new in some respects, and they need more people to come in with their ideas, their influence, and their energy to take them to the next level.
Absolutely. Or create something that's brand new and that's never been done before, because heretofore no one's ever had the ability to tap into an activist marketplace, almost like
right.
an activist smorgasbord of choices as far as people that can be involved, people that can add new thoughts to the mix. It's so much fun, and it's very exciting. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. It's not a secessionist movement per se, but there certainly are people within it, like myself, who support secession.
Well, with the Shire Society, isn't that sort of the idea, is secession within your mind first?
Yeah,
sure. I'm not a part of that society anymore.
You have to be the change you wish to see in the world, and certainly the Shire Society is, I think it's a compliment to the Free State Project, but I wanted to point out the Free State Project for folks.
Right.
So we're also talking about 10 movements to secede from the United States because, well, this is a really important idea, and yeah, it's pretty close to Independence Day, so I think it's still important to touch on this. There's also the Alaskan Independence Party, this detail coming from io9.com.
Now, I want everybody to think about how weird Alaska is before we go on. I mean, it's completely unattached from the United States. It has really no business being a state at all. You know, they bought it essentially, I think the concern was that the Great Britain would own basically the majority of the North American continent, and the United States didn't want that, so they bought Alaska from Imperial Russia at the time. So you're talking about early 1900s, maybe as late 1800s, I'm not sure. And it's just so odd. It's such an odd piece of America hanging off of the North American continent. Mm-hmm. Now, think, in order to, because we've seen it our whole lives, it seems ordinary, but imagine if New Hampshire seceded and Maine was no longer connected to the continental United States. You had to drive through another country to get there. Now, people will often talk about, when you bring up New Hampshire seceding, this is one of the complaints is what about Maine? Maine right. won't be attached to the United States anymore. Oh, well, what about Alaska?
Yeah. They're a lot farther away.
Right. I mean, what's Alaska doing hanging out there?
I mean, doesn't having Alaska in this sort of country going to, isn't it more of like a territorial or a resource control, sort of like a colonization? Isn't it harken back to the old mindset of we must secure resources
yes.
and claim them and then protect them?
Alaska is as close to a colony as you can get. I mean, essentially, they're there because of their oil. If they tried to go away, the complaint would be about the oil. And all the Alaskan citizens, as I understand, get a check from, just being there, just getting oil. So
their fund,
every year.
It's called.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, there's something out there called the Alaskan Independence Party, and this is amazing to me. It definitely gives Vermont's movement a run for its money, certainly with registered members. I don't know if they get the same level of press, but 15,255 is what the Alaskan Independence Party claims as far as its membership is concerned.
Sarah Palin's husband was involved.
It does mention that here, which I don't know. I don't know who he is, but...
Sarah Palin's husband.
She's certainly not anybody who is an advocate of liberty.
Well, but independence doesn't mean liberty.
That's true. It doesn't. However, the claim is that the Alaskan Independence Party has a heavily libertarian stance on issues. Now, I haven't taken the time to dig deep and see if that claim is true. That's the journalist claim about the Alaskan Independence Party. But we all know that journalists and other people don't really have a real concept of what libertarianism is.
Very few people can be sold on, let's secede so we can have more government.
No doubt about it.
I mean, liberty speaks to people's souls. They understand the ideas of liberty. Of course, once they get it, then they just advocate for more restrictions on other people.
The Alaskan Independence Party is the third largest political party in Alaska. Not only that, I think they make a claim on their website that they're just the third largest political, of all, state political parties as far as membership is concerned. These guys are the third largest of all the 50 states. Alternate political parties outside of Republicans and Democrats. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
really? So they have more members than the Californian Libertarian Party?
I bet you they do.
The Texan Libertarian Party?
I can tell you the New Hampshire Libertarian Party has 45 members.
So what's the membership qualification? I mean, if a state just allowed somebody
to just sign a piece of paper, I guess. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Some parties charge for membership. I don't know if they do. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site for free. All of them over there, freetalklive.com. The webcam is one of those features. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting your own business, here's a word to the wise. You can, if you're going to incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. It also costs a great deal of money. When I went to incorporate a business back in, it might have been 98 or 99, a lawyer wanted to charge me a quick $600 to do it, and that's been more than 10 years. I imagine they're probably even charging more now. So at LegalZoom.com, you can do it significantly less costly. It's fast. It's easy. They do all kinds of legal documents there, patents, wills, trademarks. Use coupon code FTL. Save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
Okay, so we've been talking about secession, and specifically 10 secessionist movements that are active in the United States. The first one was the Second Vermont Republic. We're now discussing the Alaskan Independence Party, which claims, according to io9.com, it's io9.com, to have 15,255 registered members, which I think is a bit of a misleading way to put to write this, because upon further investigation, and they did provide a link here to verify, io9.com provided a link to this 15,000, and it goes to a state government page, Alaska.gov, where they list voter registrations. So it's usually different to be registered as a political party member versus actually be a paying member of a political party.
You know this because you've registered a lot of people libertarian in Florida.
Right. It would be a lot harder to get 15,000, say, paying members or people who are going to fill out some sort of a party registration form or a party membership form. So let's separate them into different terms. There's registered members, if you will, or registered participants, shall we say, in the Alaskan Libertarian Party with the government, which totals over 15,000. But as far as actual paying members, active members within the party, I imagine that's much smaller. But all that said, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that's
15,000 people.
Right. What's the population of Alaska? I mean, is that a...
I don't know the population of Alaska offhand, but in as far as
it's less than a million people.
It is. Fewer. That's a good question. Wikipedia would know the answer to that, but I do have what is the total number of registered voters, which is near 500,000. So to have 15,000 of that 500,000, you know, that's not bad at all for a small third party.
So there's 500,000 registered voters?
That's what I'm seeing here.
Seems pretty good.
Yeah.
Population total apparently is 7,200,000 people.
Wait, what?
720,000
people, excuse me.
Okay, got it.
722, yeah.
All right. So there's a little bit more here about the Alaskan Independence Party. According to io9.com, it's not the only item, by the way. Secession isn't the only item on their platform. They, according to this website, take a heavy libertarian stance on issues. We've yet to dig into that. But one of its governing beliefs is that the 1958 vote for statehood for Alaska was illegal because voters were not presented with the entire range of available options. That is, they could have remained a territory, become an independent country, become a U.S. Commonwealth, or become a state. They make no secret of their disdain for the United States, however, on their party's website stating, quote, considering the moral, educational, and economic decay of the U.S., Alaskans who hold themselves to a higher standard might very well decide to at least maintain an arm's length distance from a country in decline, unquote.
Wow.
In 2006, AIP members sought to get a secession. Now, this is awful. They sought to get a secession initiative on the ballot, but the Alaska Supreme Court ruled that any attempt to secede would be unconstitutional, thereby blocking the initiative.
Wow.
So the state would not allow the people's initiative on the ballot because they ruled in advance that it would be unconstitutional, that people didn't even get a chance to vote on that.
Their state's constitution is written, you know, as a constitution of a state of the United States, then I guess it could be unconstitutional, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the whole idea of seceding is like...
What they said to these people is, you can't have a vote for what you want. And you know what the old saying is if you can't get it at the ballot box, where do people go?
The cartridge box?
Right. I mean, what did they tell these people? If you want to successfully secede from the United States, first kill us.
I mean, that's not the answer, obviously.
But what's the other choice?
They are backing people into a corner, and cornered animals at some point are going to lash out.
How can Alaska secede without voting on it?
Well, that's a good question, Mark, and I don't know if I specifically have the answer or if there is a specific answer that involves, you know, nonviolent sort of situation because of the edifice of the state and the fact that they control guns and basically armies of police units.
Sure.
But at the same time, I think that the culture dictates a lot of what happens. Like, if the culture is one of secession, then the police that live in this culture aren't going to go shooting people for wanting to secede because, well, that's their culture, too.
Yeah, I think that what the answer really is to, you know, elect enough people that you can nullify the actions of the federal government. What you need to do is have a consistent... you know, day in, day out, your state tells the federal government, well, you can, you know, we're willing to play with you, you know, in this way, and this way, and this way, but, you know, this thing you're doing is not acceptable, this is not acceptable, this is not acceptable. And then over time, you'll have created a barrier between us and them, I guess.
So, there's the Alaskan Independence Party. Maybe you are a member of the Alaskan Independence Party, or you've been a member, and you'd like to, I don't know, shine a little bit of light onto a whole lot that we don't know about it. It sounds interesting. 855-453. And imagine having that many people actually considering themselves a member of a party that their main stance is, we want to secede from the U.S. That's tremendous.
It's big. It's big.
If you could get those people... And one of the problems is they probably aren't in active communication with them all because they're just registered voters. They're not actually members of the party. But if you could get those people to come together for some sort of common political purpose, say, well, if you're serious about seceding from the U.S., go ahead and declare your own personal secession and don't pay income tax anymore. You know, don't jump through federal regulatory hoops. I mean, if you have 3% of the registered voters in the state, 15,000 people who are willing to stand up and actually refuse to obey, The government's not going to be able to imprison 15,000 people.
No.
It's just not possible. Because you also have to remember, there are more of us than there are of them. And as soon as people realize that and decide that they're willing to take a risk and join together with others and do something about their oppression, everything will change.
Well, that's the big question there, isn't it? It's the whole idea of the crosswalk situation. When you see that first person, you know, the analogy goes.
And then, whoever crosses first.
And then the group follows, exactly.
And it happened to me the other day.
You use the term oppression, and I think a lot of people don't consider what we live in the United States as oppression. And I can see why they
would. If that's the case, happily go ahead and keep paying taxes and jump through all the hoops they put up for you. You know, enjoy.
They see the government as getting involved in their lives. They see the government as costly, as inefficient, as messing with people, you know, here or abroad or wherever.
But it's not oppressive until they get put in a cage or beaten?
I think so.
Well, I think that
for a lot of people.
Oppression is, you know, to some extent, I think people put oppression on a scale. Mm-hmm. These are tyrannical acts, or these are bad things that governments do. You know, it's probably as far as they go with it. Bad things that governments do, but only the things at the very end of them are truly oppression. Oppression is throwing people into gas chambers. Oppression is, you know, wiping a genocide. Oppression is starvation and famine caused by the government officials. They tend not to think about people being taxed as oppression. But I ask you this. What if you figured out a better and more effective form of slavery. Back in the, you know, say at the mid-1800s, you figured out a better and more efficient form of slavery. A slavery where, you know, the slaves would take care of themselves. They feed themselves. They clothe themselves. This is very expensive stuff. They'd be happier. They could do what they wanted. But you just took somewhere between 25 and 50% of what they made. And instead of, because obviously you don't get everything that a slave makes anyway, because you have to feed them, you have to clothe them, you have to put shelter of them, so there's cost to it. Plus, you know, they don't work very hard because they're not doing things they don't want to do, they're unhappy, they don't get to marry who they want and that kind of thing. So if they're happy, they work harder. What if you could make more money by just oppressing your slaves less?
Oppression that is subtle is oppression nonetheless. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Oppression, secession, whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over 7 $700, plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, here it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. Join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the show and you like the fact that the website is free and all the stuff there is free to you, then maybe you want to voluntarily support Free Talk Live. You can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send us $3 a month, and then we invest that into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, the idea of secession in this particular case on this tonight's episode. If that's valuable to you, if it's worth the price of a cup of coffee or less. I was at Starbucks with a friend the other day, and she paid something like $5.50 for a cup of coffee.
Well, it's not a cup of coffee. It's a, you know.
There was coffee in a cup, and it had flavorings in it.
Fantastic little mix or something like that. Yeah.
But the point being, it's $3 a month, and it makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. It really helps Free Talk Live get on more stations, which means we'll reach more ears. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks, too, like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Secession is the topic on the table, and specifically the movements that are actually active, or some less active than others, I guess, as we'll go through this list. But we've talked about Vermont and their Second Vermont Republic, the Alaskan Independence Party, and now the Konk Republic. We've discussed the Konk Republic on the air in years past on Free Talk Live, and I don't think they're as active as the previous two movements, but nonetheless, it's pretty fascinating what their story is. Some secession movements, this, by the way, from io9.com, that's io9.com. Some secession movements are serious business, while others are a bit more tongue-in-cheek. The secession of the Florida Keys Konk Republic, which lasted 1 minute, definitely falls in the latter category. In 1982, the U.S. Border Patrol set up a roadblock and inspection point between Key West and the Florida mainland, meaning that U.S. citizens are being stopped and searched for narcotics and illegal immigrants while driving within their own state. And it didn't help tourism much either. You know, it sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah.
Doing the exact same thing today on a wide scale across the southwest of the U.S. There are Border Patrol checkpoints all over the place, and some of them are actually at the border, but a whole bunch of them are within, you know, several miles of the border, maybe even as many as 100 miles of the border. And they can actually set these up anywhere, as we found out recently. So this 100-mile window isn't even anything that's real. It was just manufactured by the press. These Border Patrol checkpoints could pop up in a town near you, and they did back in 1982 near Key West. So what happened? Well, after the city of Key West failed to get an injunction against the roadblock, meaning a judge would not put a stop to it, Mayor Dennis Wardlow, as an act of protest, declared himself Prime Minister of the new Conch Republic, which then declared war on the United States. The war's sole casualty was a piece of stale Cuban bread, which Wardlow broke over the head of a man wearing U.S. naval uniform. Afterward, Wardlow immediately surrendered to the man and applied for $1 billion in foreign aid. Despite being short-lived, the Conch...
Yeah, it's pretty funny, actually.
It's funny, yeah.
The Conch Republic has become a source of tourism for the Florida Keys. Visitors to the Keys can apply for a Conch Republic passport, purchase Conch Republic dollars, and partake in the independence celebrations each April. The Republic also has a particularly excellent motto, which is, "We seceded where others failed." And it's very cute. And if you go to the Conch Republic website, you'll learn a lot more about their history. And it's a lot of fun reading about it. But there's some claims that the Conch Republic passport has actually gotten people into certain island nations. So
it's not like they care. You know?
I guess they don't. We
just come on in here and spend money, honky, conky Joe. I believe that it's some terminology for I don't know, somebody. Conky Joe, some
conky
kind of
Joe.
Conky Joe is some kind of terminology that is used out in the islands to refer to somebody.
Like a gringo, kind of like slang for American.
I think so.
Interesting.
I'm not entirely sure. It may just be white guys. I'm not exactly certain. But You want to come in here and spend money? Sure. Whatever piece of paper needs to get stamped, absolutely. When I was in Haiti,
that's awesome.
Flew in on a turboprop, landed on a grass runway in Haiti, walked into the cinder block, the nicest building I saw the whole time, the cinder block building of the airport. With the open windows and the flies buzzing around.
Oh, jeez.
Got my passport stamped by bureaucrats there and went out. Side, I mean,
so those bureaucrats weren't so concerned with the security features on your passport.
I don't think they really cared.
Yeah, that's good to know.
I don't think they cared.
So I think it's particularly fascinating that people have been able to use the Conch Republic passport, which is essentially a novelty passport. I mean, the Conch Republic doesn't really exist in any people's in any significant fashion. I don't think they're doing much more than having a little party once a year and calling it the Conch Republic.
What I've got to say is that it takes a pair to, you know, go to some foreign nation where, you know, you're taught in the United States that all the rest of these places are inferior. The last place you want to end up is in jail in one of them, and present a foreign, a fake passport to these people.
But why is it fake? See, that's the thing. Conch Republic may not have a very large movement. Well, and then I say it's real. The Conch Republic may not have a very large movement behind it, because honestly, I've tried to contact these guys and ask them about their passport. You know, where can I get one of these made? How can I buy one from you? You know, I'd like to see the quality of it. I want to buy one of their passports. And I've been unable to get them to respond to a phone call or an email. It's not like I've been beating down their door. I've sent like a couple emails over a few years. But so it doesn't seem like there's a very big movement behind the Conch Republic.
Some guy who broke a loaf of bread over a naval guy's head.
There's a website. I mean, there is a website for the Conch Republic, and I think there certainly are people that know about it, and maybe a number of people that consider themselves members of the Conch Republic. And I think it's great that that they've been able to create this passport that has actually successfully worked. And why shouldn't it work? Why isn't it real? I mean, how is the Conch Republic or the Shire Society or any of these other concepts of separate societies, people leaving the government under which they were born and declaring themselves members of something that's different, something that's separate, how is it that those aren't as real? Because aren't they all just imaginary constructs?
They are, but there's a certain, you must be this tall to get on this ride, nation state sort of standard to be met for the legitimacy of the other nation states. So, like,
and who sets that? Is it the UN?
No, I think it's each sort of state has their own sort of, well, they're playing by these rules, so we should play by them too, because we're all fictional characters anyway. So let's have the pageantry.
Well, but they don't all have the same rules, obviously, because if you walk into an island nation with a Conch Republic passport, how are they going to know that there's no Conch Republic? I mean, can you name all 200 nations?
I think there's certain nations where, if you will, that it's going to be accepted at, because they're not the kind of nation state that I'm talking about.
I see what you mean.
I'm saying there's a certain standard that a nation state has that they adhere to and that they expect other nation states to adhere to, and that is perpetually planning for and building states, the government itself, right. The edifice, keeping the paperwork going because there has to be a paperwork flow to track their property, which is people. And then, of course,
protocol.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. And then, of course, there's the if you don't, then this is what happens. You know, they all have to. There's some penalty or some threat looming over everybody's head at all times.
Well, I mean, all states. And again, we're still talking about the idea of a state. There are people who will use violence. There are people who will threaten you. They'll wear uniforms and fancy hats and badges. They all act in very similar ways. But I guess what you're saying is that at some point, you know, whatever that arbitrary point is. Like, for instance, the bureaucracy that runs something else in a state might be more apt to oppress their own people. But as Mark was pointing out, oh, who cares? Let the white islander, you know, let the white boy in with a passport and let him come spend money here. So they don't really care so much about their rules in that particular aspect. Nor could the bureaucrats on the ground possibly even know what the conquer public is.
I think also another thing that plays a part is the money that's given to some of these entities, or these characters, these nation states abroad by the United States. So, like, let's say
their allegiance.
Yeah, exactly, to buy their protocol, to buy them enforcing this certain protocol. Whereas other little states or little islands or whatever, they're like, we don't care. We just want their money. They should just come here with their money. You can show me whatever fancy piece of paper you want, and I'll put a fancy stamp on it. But you, as long as you bring your money, you're coming in the door.
We want this stamp, man. Give me the book.
Yeah.
Right. You know, they'll give you a stamp. And
they'll have a souvenir shop right next to the stamper, and he'll be trying to sling some wares on you.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It goes to show the ludicrousness of these little pieces of paper. And people would I thought during the talk radio rumble, you were confronted with the conversation, Ian, about, what about borders? And Jim Bohannon, who was moderating the discussion, said, well, countries for all of time have protected their borders. Really? Really? Where is this country 100 years ago that was, had all these soldiers picketed along the edge that were collecting information for people that wanted to travel into their country?
There's more coming up here. Plenty of chances for you to get on and get your thoughts out. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com. Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.